This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Loserpool. Be the last man standing and win £1,000 guaranteed at loserpool.com. For all your taxi needs, download the ADT Taxi app on your smartphone and book your taxi now at ADT Taxis. Do you enjoy betting against your mates? Then it's time to check out Who Knows Wins. Who Knows Wins are changing the culture of gambling by making it social. They have removed the bookies from the equation and now you can bet on sports against your mates and friends. It's a great way to rake in the cash from your friends and have a bit of banter along the way in the chat section. No odds, no bookmakers. This is all about the prediction on sporting events. The more you know, the more you win. Download the app on the Apple Store or Google Play Store. For more information, visit their website at whoknowswins.com. Welcome to this week's episode of the 100% LCFC podcast. You may be listening on iTunes, you may be listening on SoundCloud, and we thank you for that. But you could also be watching us on our brand new YouTube channel, Leicester Fan TV. You can also check us out on leicesterfantv.com. This week's show, Burnley coming up. We've got the Walk for the Shy happening, and I've got Phil as well joining me on the episode to talk about the Who Knows Wins he won at the weekend.
Yes, get in.
And hopefully it'll be a good show. Let's get Phil in. Hope you're well, Phil.
I'm good. I'm all the better, Lee, for taking a few pennies off you at the weekend.
Yeah. You're bragging. Look, I don't know my way through international football, but I am going to whip your butt this weekend on the fixtures. So if you guys are listening or watching and you don't know what we're talking about, it's an app called Who Knows Wins, and Phil has set up a league, Leicester Fan TV. You can join it and compete against me and the boys. There's a few of us now. There's 8 people involved now, which has grown already in a week, which is great. So if you guys do want to join in, it's a £5 a man, and it's not just winner takes all. I think if you get second or third as well, Phil, you get a little bit back, don't you?
Yeah, I think the first gets obviously the biggest pot, the second gets the smaller one, and third one gets a little bit, but the more people who play, the bigger the pots. And it's a case of where we'll chuck a fiver in each, and the winner takes the big amount, but it keeps the money amongst us rather than all of us going down the bookies and having a go. It's like having a friendly bet, Lee, as you know, with your mates down the pub, just saying, all right, I'll chuck a fiver in, and winner takes all type of stuff.
And so far, I've won one round and lost one round. So, yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to win this weekend. I'll tell you my selections. I've gone for Chelsea to beat Newcastle. I've gone Leicester home win. Of course, it's important to win at home on that day, which we'll talk about in a sec. I've gone for Tottenham to beat Watford. I've gone Southampton away win against Wolves. I've gone for a Man City away win at Palace. And I've gone for Liverpool to decimate Man United.
Yeah, Lee, I've got to be fair, I'm pretty similar to you on most of them. I think the one I'm the exact opposite on is the Wolves. I think Wolves are going to beat Watford at home. Watford are in a mess.
It's Wolves Southampton, sorry.
Oh, sorry, but still Wolves. Yeah, I've gone for Wolves to win.
Yeah, like I told you on the last episode, Phil, I always chuck a dodgy one in, and I've gone for Southampton, which are in poor form. I've gone for them to do the away win.
Well, the last set of Premier League fixtures, Lee, it was surprises all round, wasn't it? I mean, Leicester obviously lost at Liverpool, which was a bit of a surprise at the end.
Wasn't a penalty.
Due to the game. But there was... No, it wasn't a penalty.
We won't go on that.
Oh, no. Don't get us going on
no,
that.
No, no.
Anyway, we want as many fans to join in as one, two. If they can afford a fiver, don't bet if you can't. But if you can, join the fun and see if you can beat me and Chappers. To be fair, Lee, I reckon you're not going to win this week. I don't think I'm going to win this week because there's too many other people joining in now. They probably know more than me and you put together.
Too many people in the kitchen, mate. Too many people in the kitchen. Makes a mess. Right, but Burnley coming up. How are you feeling about this fixture?
It's a funny one, isn't it, Lee? Because obviously it is the Walk for Vichai, which we'll talk about in a bit, but it is going to be emotional. The club are planning some pre-match stuff in the ground as well. So I think the Leicester fans are going to be I think emotional is the right word. I was chatting with somebody earlier and we were saying, it's one of those this year, do we celebrate this year or is it remember? It's a strange one because I think we sort of have to celebrate what Vichai has done for the club.
Yes, but at the same time, I think we do need to, you know...
pay our respect.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's going to happen. It's going to be, like I say, an emotional fixture. Probably not one to remember as such as last year, as impactful, but I do think there'll still be at least a good 10,000, 15,000 fans doing the walk for Vichai, which we'll discuss in a sec. But the Burnley fixture itself, I think Leicester have to win, to be honest.
Listen, if we Leicester fans, we're starting to think about maybe top... I mean, Leicester fans are thinking about top four, Lee. I'm still like going for top six is going to be great, an improvement on last year. So if we can be in that top six, but... if we had a beaten or got a draw at Liverpool, and if we had have got, again, we should have got points at Man United. We really are in and about that top four. And the teams like Tottenham, Arsenal, Man United, Chelsea, all having bad days at the office. Even Man City having a... they've lost twice already, Man City. Yeah. So that top four feels wide open. And if we do want to push the door open for that, we've got to beat Burnley at home because they're having mixed results.
But Burnley have won their last game against Everton and we lost to the other opposing Scousers and then they've drew and they've won. So they've got a decent form at the moment, Burnley. And don't forget, they're only sitting a few, I think, 2 points behind us. That's all. That's all that's in it. And they did well the season previous to that, didn't they? Because they secured European football, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Burnley will be a tough team. We know, obviously, they have Chris Wood, the ex-Leicester City striker, usually has a pretty good game against Leicester, and he's already bagged a couple of goals, I think, this season. So they're more than a decent side, Burnley, on their day. I think if Leicester turn up at full pelt, like we have done against a few teams this season, I think we'll get past Burnley, Lee. I really do. I think we've got too much quality now all over the pitch.
Yeah, I do as well, mate. Just quickly looking back at the previous fixtures, we beat them 2-1 away in March of this year. In 2018, there was a 0-0 draw, which was the walk for Vichai year, you know, a year on. That was a 0-0 home, and they beat us 2-1 at their ground that same season, the game before it. So it's been quite, you know... Both have took something out of it for the last three games. I'm going to go for a home win, though. I'm going to go for a 1-0 home win myself. I don't know what score you're going to go with, Phil, but I'm going for a 1-0.
The weather's been rubbish. I know I'm talking about the weather, but the weather's been rubbish all week, and it's looking like it's going to be pretty dampened all the way up to Saturday. So it could be a wet, drizzly affair. It's going to be, with everything that's going on, it's going to be interesting to see how the Leicester players react. I think... obviously, most of them were around this time last year, so they'll be playing with their hearts on their sleeves. I think they know that we need... it makes a big difference to turn that into a win on a day as important as that. So I just think it's not going to be pretty, but I think Leicester are going to pinch it. And I think 2-1 to Leicester, I think.
OK, there you go. So there's the predictions. Get them in on your betting slips. I've gone for 1-0. Phil's gone for a 2-1 win. Now... we have obviously mentioned about the walk for Vichai, so we're going to discuss that now. Can you tell me a little bit about this year's setup compared to last year's for me, Phil? Because I'm a little bit out of sync with what's been going on, and I know that you've done some you've done some good promotion for it, and you've done some good videos for it as well on the Leicester Fan TV YouTube channel. Can you tell me a little bit more about the walk for Vichai, Phil?
Yeah, surely. I mean, the biggest thing that we need to get out to all fans listening to this or watching it on YouTube is that it is not starting in Jubilee Square, which is where it did start last year. And to be fair, Lee, until I've read the details in a bit better, I didn't realise that it was going to start in Magazine Square. Do you know where that is, Lee, Magazine Square?
It's near the De Montfort University bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's behind what is the magazine, which is it's a very historic old building in Leicester.
Yes.
And... it is. There's quite a big square behind there. Now, they've moved it from Jubilee Square down to Magazine Square. I think mostly because last year, Lee, I was towards the middle back of the walk with the fans, and it must have took us half an hour, 40 minutes. You were at the front, weren't you, last
yes,
year?
Yes.
So you walked, marched ahead. I think it took you, what, 10, 15 minutes to get to the ground?
Probably not even that.
No, well, it took us an hour to get to the ground because there was that many fans. And that bit, walking from Jubilee Square across that big dual carriageway, across the Holiday Inn roundabout towards Magazine Square, that I think that alone took us half an hour, and it is a big road to close off. So they've just moved it the other side of the dual carriageway to start.
A bit safer, isn't it, as well? And just like you say, restrictions and stuff, I think it'd probably been a bit quicker to set up without close that road. Your accumulator letting you down again. You've cashed out early. And you just can't win. Prehistoric football coupons? Nah. Have a think about it. Why not play a new way? At Loserpool, pick a loser and win £1,000 in a last man standing tournament. Be a loser and win at Loserpool. Enter for free now. Visit loserpool.com.
Like I say, last year it took us an hour to get down to the ground, and by the time we'd got down there towards the back of the walk, we missed a lot of stuff. So I think it will make sense. It's also starting a bit laterly. They're asking fans to arrive from 12:15 on Saturday to Magazine Square.
Okay.
But then the walk is going to start at 1:15.
Oh, okay. So I might actually get there, guys, because unfortunately I'm working Saturday morning. I'm on the post. This isn't a secret. This isn't what we do for a living. We all work, right? I'm on the post, and I don't know if I'm going to get there. I might try and pull in a favour from someone, but it's going to be very difficult to get there for the original starting time of the last year's one, which was around, was it 12:30, wasn't it?
It was a bit earlier.
So that's give me a bit more hope to be able to get there, because I want to do content for us, guys, to be quite honest.
Absolutely. I know, hopefully you're going to be there, I'll be there, James Harlow, some of the other content guys are coming down as well. So we'll be doing live streams across different platforms. But fans have also been asked, Lee, if they want to take a floral tribute with them. That's a nice idea, because the walk will be ending up at Car Park E, and fans will be asked if they'd like to leave a floral tribute at the end of the walk. They don't have to, but if they want to, That's what some fans
say. Yeah, I personally, mate, I think it would be better to just make a donation to the Vichai's Foundation than do a floral. But you know, everyone's got their own.
Absolutely, people want to do it in their own way, Lee. A bit of both. I agree with you. It probably makes more sense to put the money into buckets. But I suppose some floral tributes, it's a nice way to visually show people what's going on as well, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you for filling us in on that, mate, because like I say, I just wasn't up to date with it, so that's going to help me big time get in there if it does start a little bit later. Is there anything else we need to discuss on this week's episode, Phil?
No, I think that's the key bits, Lee. Obviously, Burnley's going to be a big game for us.
What about James Maddison?
I don't know what to say about him, Lee. Is it true what's happened or not? It seems like, from the reports, that he did go to the casino on it was Friday night.
But is that what? But who cares, Phil? That's the thing. I've made a video on my own personal channel, which I'm not going to advertise on here, because I can say what I want on my own personal things. And I've made a channel ranting about the tabloids and what they do. They bring these players up, and they bring them right back down. That's exactly what this is. This is nothing more than an attack on a player for me.
He's
announced that he's not fit, right? He's announced that he's not competitively fit. He's got an illness. Yeah. So that's it. Leave him be.
Yeah, I just think it's the timing of it, Lee, maybe. He was, from what I've read, and I'm only going on what I've read, but he was spotted in the casino during the England match. I believe I'm right in saying that.
But my, for example, Phil, if I phoned up sick at Royal Mail, they wouldn't expect me to watch other postmen do their job. Do you know what I mean? That's the equivalent.
I do, Lee.
That's the expectation.
If you phoned up sick leave to the Royal Mail and then was spotted in the casino, what would happen?
Probably nothing.
I don't think it's right nor wrong either. That's my views on it. It's up to Maddison what he wants to do on his it's time off. He, like you say, he's not contracted to not to go home and sit in a sick bed. So it's up to him what he does, yeah. Isn't it? So I think I'd just say maybe it was it. I don't think it was advised. I think maybe just ill-advised, maybe.
Yeah, maybe just a probably a bad decision. He's a young lad at the end of the day.
I always say to my kids, if you're having the day off school sick, you ain't playing on your Xbox all day. You can sit there and have a sick day and not even, you know. So I'm a bit...
And stare at the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Right, thanks for coming on, Phil. Thanks for everyone for listening. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on SoundCloud and iTunes. You can also follow us at 100LCFC on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram's doing really well at the minute because I've been pushing the stories out there, Phil. And you can follow us on YouTube, subscribe by hitting the subscribe button right now on YouTube, Leicester Fan TV. Thank you, everyone. I'll see you soon.